another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report, and I'm Adam Gobeski.
And I'm Charlie Wallace. Today we have three...
I count five.
Oh, well, geez, we have five guests, a couple of latecomers here. We've got Doug Gobeski.
Hello!
Paul Wilcox.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin Vredevoog.
Excited to be here.
And I don't recognize the other two. Do you know who came in, Adam, or am I going to have...
recognize the other two? They're named in front of you.
Well, we've got singer, songwriter, extraordinaire Michael McDonald on the show. And
you're not going to let him introduce himself?
Yeah, I mean, I could introduce the other guests. I was just waiting for Michael McDonald to acknowledge his introduction.
Oh, sorry. I was just looking at my merchandise here.
Okay.
As you know, I have a famous line of fight sticks, and I've been kind of traveling the country to different fighting game tournaments, taking some of these young kids to school at Street Fighter, and also spreading the good word of my line of custom-made fight sticks.
What's your Street Fighter game?
Well, so I'm still doing four.
Four, okay.
I'm still rocking Ken.
Not the original NES Street Fighter.
Isn't that Street Fighter 2010?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I think you're
right. The actual OG. I didn't really have a lot of time back then for fighting games, but I mean, I still find time now in between touring to
join the bus
tournament once in a while. Yeah. Yeah, it helps to have a good setup.
And also joining us on the show today, it's been a showrunner for almost, but not quite, 50 years, one of the most historic programs on television. We've got, just in time for the 50th anniversary SNL special, we've got Lorne Michaels on our show. I'm glad he took the time out.
Hey, happy to be here.
Are you?
Well, when a silence is that long, you got to be happy about something, you know?
So do you two know each other, Lorne and Michael?
I missed who this is.
The guy who created Saturday Night Live and contractually is also the producer of everything anyone who was on Saturday Night Live has created since Saturday Night Live. Lorne Michaels? Michael?
Plural.
Michaels.
It's not just plural because we've got Michael McDonald here as well, right?
Michaels.
Lorne Michaels.
Michaels McDonald.
My favorite Michaels here today, Lorne Michaels and Michael McDonald. Michaelses?
All right. Well, now that we got the introduction out of the way.
Nope. They got to answer the question first.
Yes.
That's true.
Next question.
Lorne Michaels knows just about everybody. I'd be surprised if they didn't know each other, but.
Has Michael McDonald been on Saturday Night Live? Have you, Mr. McDonald, frantically Googling?
Oh, yeah. I don't have to Google. I know.
You know your own life. All right, Doug, what's up?
I have a bottle here of Pepsi Wild Cherry and Cream flavor.
So Pepsi Cherry Vanilla?
I mean, cream isn't necessarily vanilla.
All right, fair enough. I assume that's why he was cranky earlier, because he didn't have a chance to drink his pop yet.
What is the flavor of neutral cream?
This is a safe for work podcast.
So. Jizz.
I don't need to ask what flavor that is. I just wonder what cream.
Yeah, I guess it's probably just like a milk flavor, right?
I guess. I mean, I also would have said vanilla, but he's right. I mean, that's not necessarily the case.
I mean, it's subtle.
Maybe whipped cream?
Yeah, I mean, if you take cream and you whip it, then it's whipped cream.
I mean, they put sugar in it, though.
Well, there's plenty of sugar in Pepsi, so.
Whoa, slow down there.
I mean, this is fine.
Yeah, commonly sweetened with sugar.
It's aggressively mid. I don't think
that bad, huh?
You will be disappointed by it, but I don't think it's going to knock your socks off.
Well, let's see if M&M's peanut butter and jelly flavored chocolate candies knock my socks off.
I saw those in Target 2 months ago and blocked it out of my mind until just now.
Why? What's the hesitancy here? Yeah. It doesn't sound bad horrifying. To me. Really?
I mean, there's no way there's anything in there resembling actual jelly.
Well,
right?
That's true.
I mean, like, I...
That would appear to be accurate.
What is it, then?
Milk chocolate, sugar, peanut butter, hydrogenated palm kernel oil and or vegetable oil, cornstarch.
Okay.
Natural and artificial that's the flavors.
Well, and then the standard, like, various colors and purple gallate to maintain Ooh. Freshness. Anyway, I opened it up. It smells jelly-ish. It's brown, dark red, and a sort of a mustard yellow. It's kind of like if someone had made ketchup and mustard and chocolate M&Ms, this is the colors they would resemble. Not even kidding. Like, that's immediately what I think of when I look at this. Don't know where peanut butter and jelly comes out of this color selection, but we'll find out.
So is it, wait, so are some of them peanut butter and some are jelly, or is each individual one PB&J?
I'm going to find out. Let me take a brown one and bite it in half. Inconclusive. Also inconclusive.
What, eating it?
You know, there's nothing inside that obviously looks like jelly, so I guess I'd focus on flavor.
Like, it's got to be grape, right? And grape M&Ms just doesn't sound great.
Strawberry. The texture is definitely peanut butter, and there's definitely quite a bit of peanut butter in there. Trying to decide what the flavor is of the jelly flavoring.
Does the label not give any hints? Like,
it is not.
Just kind of a nondescript jar that says the word jelly on it with no associated color.
No, it the green M&M, who is no longer as slutty as she should be, is holding a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but the color is such that you can't tell what color it's meant to be.
Yeah, you're right. It's vaguely brown.
It's petroleum jelly?
No, it's definitely a fruit. I don't know what the that flavor is supposed to be. It's fruit, I guess. I mean, it tastes fine. It's not terrible, but I don't know that I'd go out of my way to get it.
Just so the listeners know, we often cut out long silences, and there were a lot of long silences as Adam contemplated this.
Oh, you better keep all of those.
We're gonna need every silence in this one.
What do you think about that, Michaels?
Oh.
Is that both?
Michael's like my last name, or Michael's like Michael's Lorne, comma, and McDonald, respectively?
Well, it doesn't matter for you. You have to answer regardless. The other one should be asking.
Speaking frankly, I don't understand how they make money on these things. They
assume various podcasters buy them and try them on their shows, and then
certainly a factor. You'd think maybe they're hoping something blows up big and that saves the costs lost on all the ones that didn't. I mean, there's like a new box of Oreos produced every week. It just seems like at some point it can't be worth the R&D.
See, I feel like the M&Ms are infrequent enough that people are like, oh, hey, new flavor, let me try it, and that might boost sales a bit.
Maybe.
But yeah, like the Oreos, where there's like 1,000 flavors every week, like, yeah, I don't get that at all.
Counterpoint regarding the Oreos, I don't think it's very difficult to come up with new flavors if you don't care if they taste any good, which is very clearly what they are doing. Because I stopped buying them, like I stopped trying new ones, because they universally tasted like chemicals.
Well, I think there were just too many.
Is the chemical tastes like that's what people want?
There were just apparently too many to keep up, though. I mean, so I was just like, I'm not gonna even try.
I like the chemical taste, although I haven't had that many different.
So are you eating the whole bag on the show?
I was at the store yesterday.
Look, and it's in front of me.
I had gotten a coupon. It was like $1 off a bag of Oreos, any flavor.
Bag of Oreos.
Whatever.
Bag of Oreos. A loose garbage bag of...
I don't know what snacks are called. Okay?
It's like the Malt-A-Meal of sandwich cookies.
Sack of Oreos.
They make you dump them when you try to fly with them.
So anyway, you know, I stood there for like a minute trying to decide and then decided I was better off without the Oreos.
You don't just go classic? Too passe? Too gauche?
I think the problem with classic is you've had shrinkflation over the years. So like a current classic is probably what a thin used to be. And you have to go like triple double to get an appropriate amount of Oreo filling.
Apocalyptic stuffed.
They still make mega stuffed?
They
don't think so.
Maybe not in big ones. You can buy them like at convenience stores and stuff.
I may have hallucinated this, but did they ever actually just release like there's just like a tub of the filling, the stuff? And then like cookies.
I think absolutely like, they have, yeah.
Sort of like a Dunkaroo situation.
I don't know.
I mean, they're sitting on a gold mine if they haven't.
Let's see. I mean, the best I'm getting is Betty Crocker Oreo cream flavored whipped frosting.
Oreo the most stuff. Oh, there's literally Dunkaroo Oreo versions.
Okay.
So you can get it without having to harvest it from every individual cookie.
Wait, there's Post Malone Oreo cookies?
There's everything, man. I told
you. That's coming out soon, right? I don't think those are out yet.
I assume they taste like sunflowers.
Hmm.
He should start a line of fight sticks.
You're assuming he's not in competition with you, and why do you want that competition, Paul?
I think a little healthy competition in the market is never a bad thing.
Yeah, you don't want two people with Michael McDonald fight sticks to be fighting against each other.
But yeah, actually,
that just seems a little bit, yeah, against the spirit.
It's not against the rules, but it's kind of a norm that we follow in the arcade circuit.
Two people
that
show
you
up
have to
with the sticks. How do you decide?
What happens in that situation is that everyone carries a swappable face so that they can put current Michael McDonald on the fight. So that way, at least it's just me like fighting with my younger self, the successes and mistakes of my past.
So that brings me to another question that I had. Speaking of the mistakes of your past, so you've been on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about how that experience was behind the scenes. Don't worry, Lauren can't hear you.
Oh, very okay. True. Well, I tell you, that show, it really just keeps going in spite of Lauren's best efforts. You can't hear me, right?
You thought back in 1983 when you were on the show that it had been running too long at that point?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe so.
I think that everyone else involved in the show is making sure it doesn't go away, kind of just to spite Lauren, because I think he hates running it.
Oh, like a soul can't be released until the show's canceled?
It's kind of a producer's situation. Not a lot of people know about that.
So maybe we should bring Lauren back in, or just reactivate him. Lauren!
Yes!
How you feeling these days?
You know, never better. As long as Saturday Night Live keeps on going, I'm going to keep on going. And, you know, we have plans 10 years out, 40 years out, 60 years out, 80 years out, 90 years out, 100 years out.
Okay, wait.
Would you say that the show is kind of like a phylactery and you're kind of like an undead lich?
Yes, would you use those words exactly?
Not knowing what any of those words mean, yes, I would 100% agree that that is exactly how I feel about the situation.
I just would say forget about the 50th anniversary. What are you going to do at the 100th anniversary? Like, who are your guests going to be?
I want to know about the 150th anniversary.
Yeah.
You know, respectively, it will be all of the same guests as the 50th anniversary, just twice for the 100th anniversary and three times for the 150th anniversary.
That makes sense, yeah.
Would hear three Dave Chappelle monologues in a row.
That's going to make a really good best of the 50s tape in a few hundred years.
Taped.
We're bringing them back. We're going to cycle back around.
Yeah.
Nice.
But no, I mean, it's been great for me beyond the extending my life beyond that of a man. You know, little known rider in the contract of everyone who appears on Saturday Night Live, everything and everyone on Saturday Night Live I own. So
Oh.
Does that include musical guests?
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because one of the reasons I agreed to be on this podcast is I am here to announce, you know, launching tonight my own series of Michael McDonald fight sticks that feature not six buttons and a joystick, but seven buttons. Available now wherever fight sticks are sold.
No one needs seven buttons. No one does, and no one ever will.
You know,
I mean, that's just my opinion.
If you do, you know, there's different talent levels, certainly, and some people certainly, you know, don't need the seventh button. You know, you can scrape by without it. I suppose it just depends on what level you're trying to play at. And we understand there's the, you know, the Michael McDonald fight sticks and our new Michael McDonald fight sticks with the seventh button included.
It does beg the question, why would you buy a Michael McDonald fight stick with six buttons when you could buy one with seven?
That's literally our tagline, yes.
It's a mouthful, but it's accurate.
It abbreviates down good. Well, nope, not going to even try to do that.
Is it going to have the same image?
No, you know, we did a lot of market research, and we found that, you know, the majority of Street Fighter players wanted a far more embarrassing picture of Michael McDonald on the fight stick. So we've selected an image, and they're available for pre-order, but there can always be changes up to the day they're shipped. You know, Michael McDonald, you, eating what appears to be a Subway sandwich. Now, based on the posture, you appear to have found it on the ground. Are you wearing a shirt? I can't say you are. Are you wearing pants? I can't say you are. But you look, you know, as excited as a sobbing man can be to have found that Subway sandwich on the ground. And market research, we tested a lot of things. We tested, drew a shirt on the picture. We put a cowboy hat on you, beard on, beard off. But the no shirt, no pants, you know, crying with joy at a Subway sandwich, that's what seems to be the big seller here. So that's what we went with.
Do you know who took that photo, Michael? Not a friend, I hope. This doesn't seem like someone who has your best interest at heart.
Honestly, I don't know who would have taken that, because that was more or less a daily occurrence for a while.
I do remember that as far back as your appearance on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, some might say that was a low period, but I really look back on it fondly. Like, those were some of my best years, really.
And the market testing agrees, 100%.
Yeah. Huh. I did say that some healthy competition is good. So I think we're going to have to take our current classic design back to the drawing board in light of this new information that I just learned about.
Well, I appreciate you taking this maturely. Not that you have a choice. I mean, I own your image and likeness, but you know, this could have been, you know, less comfortable. The last fight stick I released featuring a half naked man eating sandwich, Johnny Depp, it didn't go over as well. So I appreciate it.
Some said you waited a little too long. Maybe if you'd released that back in the early 2000s.
I mean, hindsight is 20/20. You know, not every Subway sandwich half naked man on a fight stick is going to be, you know, like that pot of gold. Now, we've got a truly fantastic feeling about the Michael McDonald version. It's, you know, the seventh button on top of the imagery, I think, is really what's going to become a staple in the tournament scene.
I still don't think you even really need that. It's probably covering up like important parts of the image.
Important, lewd. We really couldn't decide. The seventh button really did just feel like, you know, the best compromise between what is quote unquote legally allowed to be displayed in stores and not.
Okay. I'm glad you at least, you know, made some effort to preserve my modesty. But if you ever do want to release a version that's not legally allowed to be sold in stores, I got plenty of material you could work with.
I would love to see those images.
Maybe we should just do it even without a product launch.
I'm glad you picked up what I was putting down there.
I'm glad we could make this connection. Sounds like a pretty strong relationship here now.
Hey, Doug, this is Kevin, and this conversation seems to be going south. How are you doing over there?
Doing all right. Sipping the wild cherry and cream Pepsi. It's not really getting any better or worse.
Is it a real sipping kind of drink?
Yes.
Should he be doing shots of it instead?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's my question. Is it a sipper? Is it a shot? Is it
a slurper?
A chugger?
Maybe.
I mean, shots are for things you want to be over fast, right?
Right.
No, it's a sipper.
Right.
So it,
it's a real session soda, like a session IPA.
Oh. So you got to speed up a little bit then.
A little bit, but, you know, I feel like I could drink it all day.
Is this a full sugar situation or a whatever Pepsi's equivalent of zero sugar Coke is?
Oh, there are 69 grams of total sugar. Of total sugar, which is also the amount of added sugar.
That follows.
So apparently,
it's not the natural occurring Pepsi
there's
sugar.
There's no natural Pepsi sugars, no.
I like it fresh from the spring, personally. I mean, all of the best manufactured food products can be found in their natural habitat, on the ground.
You know. In the chip hole.
Yeah, I've been finding those chip holes all around. I don't know if you guys have heard of those, but they're...
Do you want to see that new game on Steam?
I was just about to say, I saw that hole. And I thought of Paul.
Wait, what new game on Steam?
It's called A Game About Digging a Chip Hole.
Why? I can't believe it.
Probably for good reason.
How about you, Kevin? How have you been?
Kevin, do you have any questions for Lauren you wanted to ask
that, him? Let's see, Lauren Michael. Michaels, excuse me. I
think Michael is his middle name. Lauren Michael Michaels.
Actually, I think, little known fact, it's Lauren Michael Michael.
So I haven't watched, I haven't watched the show regularly since, good Lord, probably the early 2000s. You know, it being your 50th season, you know, what do you have in store? What's on the docket? Thank you for asking, Kevin. Speaking frankly, it's not going to be that great. And I know that's not a great tagline for the 50th anniversary of the show, but
you can
skip
this.
As important as the show is to me, you know, it's the entire cast quit recently, which was a real spirit breaker for, I guess, just me, because there was, you know, no one else left.
Is that true? I genuinely don't know.
Another of the reasons I suppose I'm here, we are looking for new talent for the 50th anniversary, a la the Chris Rock year in the 80s, when I believe we replaced the entire cast, maybe early 90s. It's been quite some time. You know, is anyone here interested in auditioning for Saturday Night Live?
I think we are all obliged to say yes.
Yeah. You sure are.
Paul and Michael McDonald.
we're down. I know Paul will agree with me.
Paul, do you agree with him?
Oh yeah, I assumed that I didn't need to say anything. I'm always 100% behind Michael.
Well, that's spectacular. Okay. I guess I'll give any of the five of you. Kevin has already made very clear that he has no interest in being on the show, having not watched it since the early 2000s. You know, if someone would like to introduce themselves, you know, a character, perhaps, you know, a bit, not prepared, but doesn't everyone have something in their back pocket in case Lorne Michael shows up and asks them to step in to replace the cast of Saturday Night Live?
I mean, I do, but I don't think that Mace works over Skype.
Just jotting down that product idea really quick. you are correct, though. Yes. I don't know. Is anyone in the same room as one another? And does anyone have Mace, perhaps, where the Mace is necessary? You know, two volunteers could just Mace one another.
I mean, would they have to pretend to be you first?
Oh, are you in this situation macing me? I don't love that idea.
I carry Mace with me specifically as an anti Lorne Michaels measure. Doesn't everyone?
I mean, I've always heard it's a good idea.
We're trying to get on TV here, so we're not going to answer that.
I mean, it's a bold move. Of the last 15 actors who maced me during their auditions, you know, 7 made it in. That's good odds, relatively speaking.
Huh. Well, I know Charlie and I have a pair of characters.
Oh, I would love to hear you guys go for it.
Let's do it. All right. So we come out, we're a duo. Like, you have to hire us both.
Yeah.
Understood. Was that the bit, or?
No, no, no. We're just revving up here.
Oh, no, I understand. Okay. Take your time to prepare your instruments. You know, let me stop you right there. Just based on what I've heard, you're both on the cast of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that was our characters, guys getting ready.
I loved it.
But we have others.
I could see a full hour-long special, but I would love anything else you're willing to give.
We'd be getting ready to go to the store, or getting ready to get in the car, or, you know, an audition, or anything.
No, he's got guys getting ready, but let's give him something a little more action-packed.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Why don't you start it off?
Well, Nancy, I'm in the White House here, and I've been dead for quite some time, and yeah, that's right, I'm President Reagan.
Nick, I don't understand why you're pretending to be Reagan again.
Oh, come on. I'm just trying to do an impression for Lorne Michaels.
Lorne Michaels? He's not a dinosaur. I mean, he kind of is.
Dinosaurs. That's what I love killing, because I'm Nick Bronson, Dinosaur Hunter.
Well, I know that, Nick. Why are you have to announce it?
I always like to say my name very, very that often, so people know who I am. All the time.
That is an accurate statement.
So yeah, I was just pretending to be the president of the United States, who I assume is still Ronald Reagan, talking to his wife, who was you, so that we could ambush this dinosaur that's trying to get into the Oval Office. Like, I don't know why I have to explain this to you. This is the whole plan.
I told you I have brain trauma. I don't remember things.
Oh, that's right. So should I start again? I could explain it again. I was pretending to be Ronald Reagan. And you were, do you remember? Okay, no, maybe we should just wait behind the door with a shotgun. That's what I typically like to do.
Okay. How long should we wait for?
As long as it takes, until the dinosaur walks in. So, I mean, we could take up, what, 90 minutes this way? I mean, with musical guest, maybe only about 80 minutes. But I think that's what we could do. Maybe get a sandwich or something.
Is the dinosaur here yet?
I think I hear the door creaking open. It must be. Kapow. No, it wasn't. It was just a chair. But we'll be ready.
All right, well, let's go back behind the door.
But Lauren, you see how we could eat up a lot of time just hiding behind the door.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, the topical Ronald Reagan reference, the complete lack of dinosaurs in the Dinosaur Hunter sketch. I mean, this is liquid gold. I mean, you had me convinced when y'all were just preparing to do a thing, but now that you're actively waiting to do a thing, I mean, I'll sign you both today.
Well, wait, hold on. Let me seal the deal for you right here.
Okay.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Oh, God. It writes itself. It's perfect. Now, both of you, Monday, what day is it today? We'll call it Wednesday. So Monday morning at my office, we'll start this going. Already my feelings about the 50th season of Saturday Night Live have changed wildly. Everyone's going to be talking about, you know, the dinosaur hunter around the water cooler. Everyone's going to be clearing their throats awkwardly at each other for tens of minutes. We're going to be part of the, you know, the cultural zeitgeist. I feel like that's a word. We're going to make it a word if it's not. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
Any other people want to audition? I mean, there's lots of spots. Oh, yeah, Michael McDonald. Are you good at live comedy?
Not particularly, but I actually don't think that I have a choice.
I do own you. Actually, I own 3 out of 5 of you so far. But, you know, I'd still love to hear what you have to say, you know?
Well,
that's all I needed to hear. If
you need me on the show, I'm OB there.
You don't sound enthused.
Oh, I am. I'm more of like a fighting game enthusiast now than I am like a performer.
All right. Well,
you know, some creative outlet to incorporate this new aspect of my personality.
All right. Well, here. So let me pitch something to you, since I guess I'm a writer too. now on the show. Is that right, Lauren?
Absolutely.
So let's say that you, instead of playing Michael McDonald, you are playing the character of Johnny Cage, and Johnny Cage is going to a dead or alive fighting tournament.
Oh, this do I do the Johnny Cage voice?
You do. Yeah, that's part of it.
Hey, everybody. This is Johnny Cage. Assuming that I sound like how I sing, being the big Hollywood guy that I am, who knows? Maybe my voice will even slowly morph into something else. Oh. As I.
Okay, sir. Yep. You're all signed up. All right. You can move through the line now. You don't have to stand here.
This is the dead or alive tournament, right?
Yes, it is. Did you pay your registration fee?
The jiggle's all the way up.
Oh.
Big Hollywood man like you should be able to pay the $250 registration fee.
You know, that's pretty steep, but you can call my, you can bill my agent for it.
$200?
Oh, if it's up for negotiation, I'll give you $5.
Deal.
Wow, I'm starting to think this was a free tournament. Anyways.
Hey, what's that stick you brought with you?
Oh, that's my Michael McDonald custom stick. Well, actually, so it's a non-custom Michael McDonald stick, but it has this extra seventh button that I custom put there because,
whoa,
yeah, because actually I needed to handicap myself a little bit.
What do you even use that for?
It mainly, you just bump it by accident and it makes you make mistakes in the game, which I need because I'm too good.
You weren't kidding about that voice morph, by the way. I'm impressed.
I'm in game time mode, you know, I'm really locked in thinking about my favorite fighting game, Dead or Alive.
Well,
beach volleyball, right? Extreme beach volleyball.
Close enough. So if you'll go over to our host, he's the one over there with the can of mace. He'll get you set up.
Oh, okay.
So but you should introduce yourself to him.
I'm not going to lie. This is a lot more like an actual Saturday Night Live skit than I expected. I kind of figured that freshen things up for the modern youth of today. And you'd have Michael McDonald, because it's a live thing, you'd have him playing fighting games online using his Michael McDonald fighting stick. Because video game streaming is all the rage now.
We already talked about this in the story conference yesterday, and no, we're not going with that. Now just do your lines.
Just to catch the listeners up, we have warped forward in time as one does.
Well, it's Saturday night. It's live.
Yeah, and we kind of like to workshop these on the fly, too, with the writers on the stage criticizing the actors.
It's a deconstructed meta approach to Saturday Night Live.
I really enjoy the no and vibe that everyone here is embodying.
We think it'll give some new energy to the show. Yeah, and it'll let people get a sense of how things work creatively.
As long as I can hawk a lot of Michael McDonald fight sticks, I'm 100% in support of all of this. And Michael McDonald. Is it okay if I call you Michael McDonald?
Yes.
Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald.
I am so excited that you seem on board with becoming the, the face and body of Michael McDonald seven button fight sticks.
I still don't think you need that seventh button. We all saw what happened with Johnny Cage at his fighting tournament because of that seventh button. But, I think they'll still sell because of me.
We sure did.
Well, now there's a whole aftermarket for seventh button covers to keep you from pressing that seventh button.
That's right.
For the little lock.
Would anyone like to guess who, the brains behind that seventh button cover is? No. Seventh button cover appeared on, season 48 of Saturday Night Live. So that's me, baby.
That's some next level stuff. Coming up with the button cover first and then...
That's the trick.
What other kind of problems could we invent to solve?
Well, we could do something involving streaming, since Doug brought it up.
That is what the
are there any
do we need to read our ad spot from Raid Shadow Legends?
I this is probably a good time. Raid Shadow Legends. Play the most advanced game of our time now with an extra can of Raid for free. Just type in the code SNL50 to get your bonus can of Raid. Raid Shadow Legends, where mice become mountains.
You know, I hear that that extra can of Raid can double as a Lorne Michaels repellent when the mace doesn't work.
I will reluctantly confirm that being sprayed in the face with Raid does deter me from approaching you. Yes.
Now, Lorne, I think we just need to come up with some musical guests for season 50. I don't think you're going to pull the usual like high caliber acts that you usually do. I mean, maybe you can. I don't know. What do you think?
You know, we'd like to go from, you know, picking people in their prime to, you know, trying to boost people up that we think, you know, might be on their way to the top. You know, we're not going after, you know, John Belushi's anymore. We're really trying to scrape the bottom of the Jim Belushi barrel and, you know, see if we can find that diamond in the rough. So, you know, are we going to get a Beyonce? No. Perhaps a Beyonce or a Beyonce may yet say, you know, we hope so. And you know, in that spirit, if anyone has any suggestions, when I said bottom of the barrel, I mean that in, you know, purely positive way, you know, the bottom.
Well, there is, I do know that there's a musical artist in Charlie's house at his microphone right now.
My goodness.
And that is Beyond Thunderdome.
Hello, I'm Beyond Thunderdome.
You can keep
that's
going.
Basically, no, that's my first song.
That's
you want to hear my second?
Okay. Oh my god. I would like to at that, you know, time length, I would love to hear your first 7 to 12 songs.
Oh, okay. It's a lot of like riffing like that. Not lyrics so much. Some nice scatting.
I appreciate your use of the word songs. Scat in your scatting. That's exactly the sort of innovation we're looking for.
It's like the quintessential scat word is scat.
It's one of the it's one of the basics, absolutely. One of the fundamentals. Okay, so it seems like we're getting a good, you know, a good group of Beyonces out here. So, I mean,
some Beyonces.
Beyonds, you know, Beyones. We'll see what the season brings, obviously.
I know you've had Tom Hanks on the show, but have you had Chet Hanks on the show? I think that'd be a good. He could be musical and the host.
My goodness, that would be a cost saver. I mean, I'll be honest. Most of the big name guests we get, you know, just for me to stay, you know, above water financially, I take pictures of them, I put them on shirts, and I sell them on the street. So if I could get, you know, a little bit of double dipping, maybe save the Tom Hanks money for the 100th or 150th anniversary, that's something I'm interested in.
Oh, this is a good point. Then you could like. Sorry, this is Charlie again. You could like who's like a quadruple or like quintuple threat person who's like musical guest and guest writer and host and
announcer. I know this one.
Yeah.
I know this one. It's Frankie Muniz.
Perfect. I mean, you have an in with us.
I don't know if he's near our microphone right now or not and on our show, but I think he'd be great at it.
I am familiar with Frankie's work. We did ally with him to provide the fight stick grease, the fight stick oil to keep our Michael McDonald 7-button fight sticks lubricated. I'm embarrassed that I didn't think to suggest it myself.
Huh. You really need all that oil just for the second button? for the seventh.
Cannot begin to tell you how much oil is required for the production of the Michael McDonald 7-button fight stick.
Wait, is it oil filled? I mean, heavy as hell.
To me, the phrase oil filled implies all the oil is staying inside the fight stick, which is patently not the case.
Oh,
maybe oil full. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's flying everywhere. You gotta keep your fight stick well lubricated from the stick itself to the hands, the arms, the body that's manipulating it.
Actually, is that why I saw the last tournament I went to? There was a guy who was playing with his head just sticking out of the top of a barrel. And I was like, what's he doing? Was he doing the oil immersion technique?
You know, we did send out some prototypes to some pros just to get some feedback on the oil quantity, the skill level required to really take full advantage of our oily fight sticks. And, you know, that's very probably what you saw there. You know, we sent out a variety from the oil drenched bucket Michael McDonald Subway sandwich fight stick to the more of a sprinkler system, you know, and everything in between, really. So did you have a chance to talk to that oil soaked individual by chance?
I steered clear, but he seemed pretty popular. He was really slick, though, really greased up. I'd never seen anything like it.
And, you know, that's what we're looking to do. You know, we're looking to create something that the world hasn't seen before.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining this like a Tommy situation. It's just like some fighting game whiz and a vat of oil. Who is that kid?
Sure plays a mean Tekken.
It's the vibrations that move through the oil that tell him, you know, he plays by sense of smell or whatever.
So you're on board with all this, Michael McDonald?
I mean, it's not the worst idea I've heard so far.
What is the worst idea you've heard?
Aside from the seventh button? I mean, maybe it is close to the worst idea I've heard. I don't think that's what people want to do when they go to a tournament, whether it gives them the edge or not. Like, what does the oil have to smell?
Okay, thank you for clarifying. I wasn't sure if you were referring to the seventh button or being in a literal bucket of oil. You know, I'm not the oil expert here. If Mr. Munez is available, I would love for him to comment on the you know, our oil bucket system.
That would be great if he would come around and do that.
Doesn't seem likely at this point.
Perhaps he's shy. If we all, you know, put our heads down, you know, he may appear and leave a note for someone else to read about the oil bucket system.
You know, let me send him an email.
That sounds more straightforward. Yes.
Do I still need to keep my head down?
I'd prefer it, but
okay.
You guys can go on. I'll finish this momentarily.
Okay.
Do we need anything else for a successful season?
You know, we've got you guys, the actor writers. We've got some musical guests. We've got Chet Hanks. While we've been talking, I had, you know, some of my administrative assistants sign him for literally every episode. He'll be the host every episode of the season. You know, I've put myself in charge of all, you know, the staging, the lighting. I'll do costumes. That'll be pretty straightforward.
You know what we should do? I think Doug would be great as like an anchor for Weekend Update.
Oh, that's
true. Yeah.
He always has lots of interesting news stories to tell us.
Sure. Could you give us your spin on, you know, a few things that have happened recently?
I mean, elk attacks are certainly up 500% recently, but I mean, sorry, I got... What do they do on Weekend Update?
Usually it's like...
This has been very difficult for me because I don't watch Saturday Night Live.
Neither do I! And I'm apparently the...
videos.
I believe it's where Norm McDonald, no relation, makes jokes about O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, there's usually like a sentence, like it's a sentence or two of like setup, actually saying the news story, and then one witty punchline about it. Like if you took the Daily Show and turned it into a bunch of like three sentence news bites. That's the general vibe.
I mean, I am totally fine. I mean, just from my perspective of Doug just saying elk attacks are up 500% and leaving it at that.
We can just, I mean, if we want to leave it there, I can just cut in and you can edit all of us admitting we haven't watched Saturday Night Live in 20 years out.
No, that's fine. I thought Doug would be well suited for it because he has all sorts of interesting news stories and he doesn't always have their own unique spin.
He just didn't have punchlines ready.
I'd be happy to, maybe give you a news story to riff off of if that would be helpful.
Sure, why not?
Sure, let me just, open the paper here. See, it's deeply upsetting. Deeply upsetting.
Only good news story. It's like that.
That
guy from The Office, like he used to do, like just good news.
The Westminster Dog Show is either actively happening, coming up, or just happened. How about a little something about the Westminster Dog Show?
They just had the Westminster Dog Show, and unfortunately, they were not able to identify a best in show because they were all the best boys and girls.
That's pretty good.
That's actually pretty good.
I like that. Absolutely.
That was better than my idea of announcing that the winner was Beyond Thunderdome.
So, did you guys see that they're planning to bring Butch and Sonny back down from the International Space Station? Yeah, it's like this whole political thing about, we've left them up there for so long. So they're moving heaven and earth in order to bring them back, I think, like a week sooner than they were going to be bringing back. That's not really much of a joke.
I wasn't sure if that was sure. No, I
was waiting for heaven and earth puns, or that was the pun, I guess.
Like Sonny was kind of like the sun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's space for that though on Weekend Update. An anti joke. Think it's building to something. Yep.
It makes me realize how much of that segment is relying on just on the people laughing at the hosts laughing at each other's jokes and also the images that pop up.
Yeah. So if I just make a statement
great,
and laugh
not
at
having
it,
either of those crutches.
If I just make a statement and laugh at it, then that'll be good enough.
If you just break a few times during the delivery, I mean, just go full Fallon. I think you're going to do spectacularly.
See, I'm used to the Michael Che, Colin Jost Weekend Update, which is like sometimes it's them insulting each other. That's kind of a good format, too.
I don't know why that immediately threw me back to like original Saturday Night Live and like Dan Aykroyd just saying, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember that one. Okay. That was probably on one of those best of videos. That's
the only way I would have seen it, yeah. The best of Dan Aykroyd or something.
Yeah.
But could we also just, like, Doug could tell the joke, and then we could just have AI spontaneously generate a picture of what he just said. No, I'm not saying now. I'm saying on Saturday Night Live. We wouldn't do that this second.
Don't give them ideas.
That is certainly not something we're already doing.
Oh, yeah. I saw that Trump is going to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to the White House. He's hoping for a quick end to the war. We can only assume that he's going to have him fly Boeing.
There you go.
That is a joke that... Would they run that on Weekend Update?
Yeah.
Or is that too brave?
They might. It's the sort of joke that they would do, and then the audience reaction would be kind of that, like, like kind of like, ooh, like when Norm MacDonald dropped the F-bomb on Weekend Update on accident.
But unlike Charles Rocket, he got to keep his job.
That's true.
It's like the only thing that I know about Charles Rocket.
I watched him in a movie the other day, and I was like, Charles Rocket did other things? Wow.
Was he any good?
Yeah, he was fine as the sleazy boyfriend.
Okay.
That means that you and I, Adam, could someday be the sleazy boyfriend in some movie, now that we're on SNL.
Oh, I thought you meant we got fired from SNL. Like, that was fast. I guess Lauren got tired of that dinosaur hunter humor.
Raw audio of your PB&J M&M's review leaked.
Nick, are you sure a dinosaur's coming to the White House? We've been here for 40 minutes.
I mean, if one's going to come, it's going to come here. They hate the government. They thrive on chaos. So this is exactly where they would come. Oh, have you ever been on a stakeout, Murphy?
Oh. I've been to a steakhouse.
Well, it's kind of like that. You just have to sit behind the door until somebody comes through it.
When did they bring the blooming onion?
I got one right here. I knew you'd ask. It's in my backpack.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Nick.
It's not hot anymore.
It's cold and soggy, just like I like it.
I would unironically listen to a full hour of that. Oh my God. I don't know. It is the voice. The combination of those two characters is delightful. Oh, I needed that. Oh.
Hey, Lorne likes it.
Oh, goodness. You guys are rehired.
No, I guess that just about does it for this episode of the Gobeski Wallace Report. I'm Charlie Wallace.
And I'm Adam Gobeski, and huge thanks to our five very special guests. We had Doug Gobeski.
It was a blast.
Kevin Vredevoog.
It was great to be here.
Paul Wilcox.
It was great to be here for a little bit.
And Lauren Michaels McDonald.
It was a pleasure. Paul and I will come on anytime.
It was great for me to be here.
And don't forget to buy those new 7-button Michael McDonald sticks, available exclusively through the GobeskiWallaceReport.com Temu storefront.
The oiliest.
You will be paying the tariffs. We are passing that 100% on to the consumer.
We ship them out of the country and back into the country to accumulate tariffs.
So if you liked that episode, there's a lot more content on our website, www.GobeskiWallaceReport.com.
That's about it.
Yeah, we were on Facebook and Twitter, but Twitter became X, and Facebook kept marking my posts as spam. So you win, Meta.
Shrimp Jesus.
What?
What?
What? Were you recording something?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I'd walked away. Came back.
Pow! No, it wasn't. It was just a chair. But we'll be ready.
All right, well, let's go back behind the door.
I know these,
You okay over there?
Yeah. Sorry!
Why did this break you?
This is the stupidest shit I've ever seen. I don't know why this has tickled me so. Oh, God.
I think a lot of it is because you sound like you're in the Metalloid Maniac.
I swear I recognize that voice. Oh, dear.